We're talking with Ann Hensley, and something that a lot of people probably don't really know about you is a past of domestic violence. Tell us where all that started.
Fresh out of college, 22 years old, met a guy that was just so cute and nice, and we had a lot in common. We both liked to work out. He was a bodybuilder, and I was enjoying the physical fitness part of that, and we got to be friends and started dating, and I'll never forget when my parents first met him, they said, "There's something strange about John. He doesn't seem like he's right." And I was like, "Oh, you got to give him a break. He's a nice guy. He's just had kind of a hard past. He's a nice guy." So we dated for about 6 months, and I started seeing that too. Just a little strangeness. If we got in a fight, he would jerk my hair to get me to look at him, or he would jerk my arm back into the car, not to let me get out of the car, so much that I had to run down the street and ask people to help me. I realized I had to break up with this man. Broke up with him, and one night I was coming home late from work, and I had my keys in my hand, and I loved that I had my own apartment at this point. Had my keys in my hand, and he was hiding in the bushes and jumped out of the bushes and grabbed my keys out of my hand. And he took me into my apartment and beat me up all night long, raped me, held me hostage in my own house all night long.
How old were you when all that happened?
I was fresh out of college, so 23 years old.
Did that happen locally?
I was in Knoxville. And so luckily, I was in the hotel industry, and I had done my co-op at Opryland Hotel. So I started getting in touch with them. I was working at the Hilton in Knoxville then. And I started getting in touch with them here in Nashville. And they told me they didn't have a job for me, but within a couple of months, they contacted me and told me they had a job in their catering department. And I just look at God's hand all over that, that he got me out of that situation and helped me relocate to Nashville, but I was living in Murfreesboro with my parents at the time. One of the guys that I worked with in Knoxville at the Hilton, he contacted me when I moved back to the Middle Tennessee area and said, "Would you talk to this girl that started dating John?" And I said, "No, I really shouldn't get involved in that." I said, "But if she wants to call me and ask for advice, I will help her." A couple of days later, I got this phone call. This is before cell phones, you know, this is back in the 70s. And I could hear her on there. And I can't remember her name, but I said, "I'm here. Let me help you." And she hung up. Well, then a couple of days later, she called me back and talked to me. And I said, "You are in a really bad situation. You really need to get out of there." And she said, "Oh, but I love him." And I said, "I know. He's very charismatic. He's such a handsome, nice guy, but he is dangerous." And so she did break up with him. But that same guy at the hotel sent me a newspaper article several months after that where a woman had pressed charges against him for raping her.
Did you ever press charges against him?
I did not, because I had been dating him. And this was back in the 70s when women were like questioned about, what was your involvement in that? And why were you spending the night with this guy or hanging out with this guy or whatever? My parents even came up and we met with the mayor. It was Mayor Fulton at the time in Knoxville. And we met with the mayor about what our legal rights were. And even the mayor said, "You know what? They're going to rake your daughter over the coals. Just get out of town. Get away from him." And so I'm really embarrassed to say that I did not press formal charges in a court of law. I did have a peace bond against him. That kept him away from me, just the peace bond that the police filed with him that said he could not get within 10 feet of me.
These days, any type of case involving a sexual assault or an assault, it is a lot different today compared to a number of years back. Do you think there's still stuff that has to be done to make laws even better or to allow for victims to come forward to make it easier for them?
Well, education's everything for victims, and that's why I'm talking to you today. I also volunteer for Portico, which is the abstinence training in the classroom, and I teach 7th and 8th graders about abstinence and trying to keep their bodies and their hearts guarded safely. And so that's one thing we talk about, and I tell them my personal story because I want them to know it can be anybody. At that age, you know, when you start through puberty, like seventh and eighth graders, and then through college, you know, you're looking for love in all the wrong places sometimes. It's very easy to fall victim to someone who is a predator, who does prey on weak women. And I'm telling you, I thought I was strong. I thought I was very physically strong, but I went like a wet noodle when he was throwing me. I mean, he could pick me up and throw me across the room. That's how strong he was. Finally, I just had to succumb because he was just beating me. My face was all beat in. I had black eyes, and I was really, really beat up. I just had to let go and just let him just be done with me so that I could get away from him and not be killed or something. So it was pretty brutal.
Again, we're talking with Ann Hensley. So after all of that occurred in Knoxville, did you have to go to the hospital, and did they question you there? What happened?
I didn't go to the hospital. I called my boss because I was supposed to be at work the next day. And my boss told me, she was a little bit older, probably 10 years older than me at the time. And she said, come up here and let's get some pictures. And I went to the office and she got some pictures of me. And I didn't really have any lacerations that needed treated, but I was very bruised up and just so emotionally, so damaged. Resilient and strong in my spirit, and I'm so thankful for that, because that kind of thing could really shut somebody down, and it didn't shut me down. I think it made me stronger.
Did you ever find out what happened to that man today? I mean, do you ever keep tabs on what's going on?
No, I got so far away from him. And back then, you know, we didn't have cell phones and it wasn't as easy to track people down as it is now on social media. So I moved back here to Murfreesboro and worked in Nashville, and I just stayed so far away from him. But he did get prosecuted. He did get put into prison for rape of that third girl.